This is Navigating Your Retirement Radio with Travis Chance from CFG Wealth Management. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Travis provides his clients and prospects with the information they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful solutions to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now, here is Navigating Your Retirement Radio with Travis Chance. Welcome to Navigating Your Retirement with our host, Travis Chance. I'm your co-host, Tony Shore. And Travis, I am excited about today's show. We're going to talk about the hot topic of today and the markets. I can't wait to get into it. But first, I know you recently had some surgery on your arm, on a tendon. How are you doing?
I'm hanging in there. The arm's hanging on, so that's about all I can do. But yes, had a distal tendon repair, and for those of you who've had it, you know what I'm dealing with. And for those of you who haven't, I pray you never do. So yeah, it's been interesting. But hey, you know what? Because there was about a week, and thank goodness we had already, it was around 4th of July, we'd already planned some vacation. I actually had a lot of time to sit back with my arm propped up and catch up on the news. And
what a
time to go down.
yeah, it's been entertaining with the my gosh, that debate. I guess that's where it all starts, right?
Sweet Judas.
That was a gracious nightmare.
Yeah, I'm going to be honest with you. It was something I think a lot of people suspected, but it just came to the forefront. You know, I don't know. I still question, you know, some of the, like the debate back in 20, and then I think there was the address to the nation, where it was like someone shot him full of nitrous oxide and he was just like, brr! And you know, and then this debate was just not that. So, and then the Stephanopoulos interview, that didn't, you know, that didn't help things. So
no.
Yeah, I think more and more people are getting concerned because
he's had at least one major faux pas every time he spoke since the debate too.
Oh, yeah. So, but if it's only one, I mean, heck, there are some speeches that he's given. if it's just been one, I mean, I think they could deal with it, but it's a snowball effect. It's
every
been one
time
thing
he
after
opens
another.
His mouth, though.
Yeah.
It's something. I mean, it's obvious that he's got massive cognitive decline. I mean, Biden is just, it's crazy. And now all of a sudden it's like, oh, we got to get somebody else. It's like, yeah, you should have been, that ship
yeah, the
sailed.
Primary's over. That ship's kind of sailed, especially when he's the one that controls it and he's the one that, you know, you got to talk into to not doing it. So,
or his wife, I think.
Yeah, well, we won't go there. so that's actually one of the things I wanted to talk about, because we you know, had a chance to put together some numbers and to look at what's happened over the last, you know, 50, 100 years of presidential cycles. Because let's face it, we've got a very politically polarized country in some parts of the country a lot of the country. So, you know, I want to talk to both sides, you know, because everyone's concerned, you know, oh my goodness, if Trump wins, I'm getting out of the market because I just think the market's going to crash. And if Trump wins, for some people, I think this is where I double down and I, you know, put it all on black. I mean, you don't want to make decisions based on political changes, right? And we've talked about this, Tony, on the show. We've talked about it over and over in our courses. We've talked about it with our clients in the office. But I want to revisit this because, you know, one of the things, and I was looking up some surveys, there was one that was from nationwide.com, says nearly half of investors believe the 2024 election will have a big impact on their portfolio. 32% of those polled believe the economy will plunge into recession in the next 12 months. 31% believe it will negatively impact their finances, and 31% believe their taxes will increase. I mean, that's you're talking about a pretty big number of people that are sitting out there just biting their nails. And who wants to do that, right? I mean, who wants to sit around and for the next, you know, we got 4 months until a little less than 4 months, actually, before the votes right. actually cast.
Right.
Who wants to sit around and really just develop an ulcer worrying for the next 4 months? So we'll talk about it. The only thing you can do is we can look at the facts. We can look at what has happened in the past. It's no guarantee of future results, but let's face it. It's a pretty good guide.
Yeah.
So, you know, the first thing to look at is in any election, and this is Democrat or Republican, this is past market behavior. What we typically see in the first year, not a guarantee, once again, so just want to put that out there for the regulators. You know, we got to please them, but this is from fiduciarytrust.com. They looked at the presidential cycle and the S&P in rolling returns since 1928, and if you go like first year of the presidency, the second year, going into the midterm, the third year, and then the fourth year of the presidency, how did market do? Well, the first thing is the market was single digits, but usually has an average positive return in the first and second year. Now, it's the second year is usually a little lower. I think it was 3.3% versus 6.7% in the first year. You know, that's an average. So there have been some negative years, some really positive years. But as a whole, we're looking at around 3 to 6% first 2 years. The third year, it's actually up double digits. And then the fourth year, it kind of falls off, kind of like in what we're in now with the election year. And
sure,
if you think about it, makes a lot of sense. We had an up year in 21, first year of the Biden presidency. We had a down year in 22. We had an up year last year because the market finished so strong from October to the end of the year. And then we've had a pretty decent year this year. So actually, if you were to lay the last 4 years and even Trump, even with COVID, with the Trump presidency, and you keep going back, that's been about what the cycle has looked like for the last 20 years that you can go back and you can lay that over. So if nothing else, I think what I want everybody to understand is we need to take a deep breath and just understand you don't think red or blue. You need to think green.
Yeah, because right? some people are like, if Biden gets in, I got to pull all my money out of the market. If Trump gets in, I got to pull all my, you know, it's whoever their guy is. It's like, if my guy doesn't get in, it's going to crash. It's going to crash. When the stats show 20 of the last 24 presidential election years have been positive in the market.
Mm-hmm. And
right? it has nothing to do with party either.
Let me throw a real life example at you. I actually had a gentleman. He was a prospective client, didn't become a client because he was so paralyzed by fear in 2020. That he was convinced in October of 2020 that he was considerably in the camp that he didn't think Trump could win, and if Biden won, the market was going to crash. He sold absolutely everything he had and recognized all of his capital gains in October of 2020. And literally, I talked to him a year or two afterwards, and he had actually not gotten back in because he saw the market go up in 21, then it was down in 22. And I mean, and once he got out, it was just very difficult for him to do anything else but just stay the course. So, you know, folks, the waves, you know, sometimes it's going to be more volatile than others, but you don't just get out of the, you know, pull your boat out of the water just because, you know, looks like a storm's on the horizon or not. Sometimes it can blow over. Sometimes it's going to be bad. But most days it's going to be sunny and you're going to be sailing and having a ball. So, but here's a little deeper, Tony. Let's talk about, you know, some people are like, okay, well, what happens if the presidential candidate wins, but the House and the Senate split, or, you know, the different combinations that we can have. So let's think about it. This is from retirementresearcher.com. It says, are Republicans or Democrats better for the market? If you look at the market and you look at an all Republican ticket, like president, House, Senate, whole nine yards, average rate of return is 14.5%, Tony.
Wow.
If you look at an all Democrat ticket, 14.01%. If you look at a Republican president and one of the chambers, House or Senate, is Republican, one is Democrat, average 7.33. If you look at a president that's Democrat and then still split chamber, 15.94 average rate of return. Tony, what does that tell you?
It doesn't matter. Party doesn't matter.
It does not matter. Now, are there usually, and once again, let's think about this. Makes a lot of sense. I think a lot of Trump's, a lot of his market movement, I believe, and once again, you can disagree if you like, but I believe was due to the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. I think that the amount of capital injection that was able to go into this market because of the taxes saved, corporations, you call it corporate greed, you call it what you want to, but I know for me, that Tax Cuts and Jobs Act allowed me to provide additional benefits for my employees and hire additional employees and actually expand my business so that I could better serve my clients. That was not a chance for me to take that and put it in my pocket. That was a chance for me to grow because I was able to take capital that would have gone to Uncle Sam and put it back into the economy. So call it what you want to. That's my experience. You see what we had with the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, and I know that's why a lot of people are getting kind of concerned, and I get it, because that we may do that next week's show is, you know, the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act is coming to an end. We do have some what we think are realistic expectations, you know, adjusted for inflation, what we think the tax brackets are going to be. But right now, we're seeing a potential shift in the markets, right? Are we going to be able to see an all-Republican ticket? I doubt it. Let's face it, I really think that would be kind of a bridge too far. If you were to tell me right now that you think all it's going to be Republican across the board, I think if it is, I do feel like what we're going to have to see is fiscal conservatism come back. It's because, let's face it, guys, we are spending money like it's going out of style. Eventually, the chickens will come home to roost. We will have to pay back debt. So there's going to have to be either massive growth to increase tax revenue, or we're going to have to start thinking about, you know, okay, under this tax code, if we're going to keep it, we got to cut. We got to start taking, you know, taking some of these benefits, stop sending $100 billion to this country and $100 billion to that country, and we got to start paying down our debt. So that remains to be seen. But ultimately, Tony, what I wanted to kind of give you is what happens if we see one versus the other. But, you know, if you go, this is from the St. Louis Fed. I thought this was pretty telling as well. You know, if you go back all the way to Herbert Hoover, all right, go back all the way to the Great Depression, the average market has been higher just about every time, except under two presidents. You had Herbert Hoover, which basically Great Depression. I mean, that's pretty easy to identify if you look on the chart. And then guess who the second one where the market was actually lower going out than coming in? Any guesses?
No.
George W. Bush.
Ah, really?
But if you think about it, once again, I know it's easy to throw rocks and say, well, see, those were two Republican presidents. True enough. The Great Depression, I can't comment on that. All I can do is go back and read you what happened. You know, most of us even listening to this probably weren't alive then. but, I mean, maybe some, I don't know. Right. If you were, give us a call. I'd like to have you on the show. George W. Bush, I mean, he was kind of sandwiched, right? Because he had the dot-com run-up under Clinton, and yep. then he took office in the middle of the, you know, the very peak. And then you had the market crash in the dot-com 2000 through 2002. Then he had 9/11. And then he had the financial crisis to end the presidency, right? Because, you know, from October until he left office, market's now like 30%. So, yeah, he was the only other president in recent or modern history, last 100 years, where it was lower going out than coming in. So, you know, folks, it might be choppy. The markets are always going to do what the markets are going to do. You know, interest rates are going to be very pivotal. Powell was speaking yesterday. I haven't had a chance. I was seeing clients trying to catch up from being out with surgery, so I haven't had a chance to digest what he said, but I do think we could see a rate cut, maybe one this year. I know that's what we prognosticated way back when in like January, February. I said maybe one, two at the most. I think one's going to be probably all we get, but the main goal is this. We want to have a plan as a whole for the long term. This is a marathon. It's not a sprint. You're not trying to get from year to year. And if you are trying to get from year to year, God bless you. God help you. Yeah. Because you are going to be worn out, because you are going to be sprinting and stopping every single year. What retirement should be about is finding the right rhythm and the right plan, the right pace for you and for your family, for you and your spending habits, right? Because if you're always worried about the next purchase, whether it's the right time to buy a car, whether it's the right time to buy that vacation home, if that's what you want to do, or go on that vacation. Maybe you're not buying a vacation home. You're just going on the European vacation you've always dreamed about. These are things that are going to cost money. And obviously, with inflation the last few years, you know, elections aside, we are talking about something that's a very hot topic in the news. Inflation's coming down, but we're not seeing deflation, right? So that 30% plus that we've gotten in price increases, that's costing more. That's going to put a bigger tax on your retirement. So when you start taking out that money, I understand the emotion. That's what I'm driving at. I understand where you're coming from. I understand the emotion. I understand the thought process behind it, because people don't want to make mistakes, Tony. And that's why we recommend, and I know we've talked about it, you and I, many times. That's why we have the plan in place, so that we can test it. We can say, you know what? Is it better to finance and cash flow it? Is it better to pay cash? If you do pay cash, do you know how much you're going to pay in taxes? I talked with a client yesterday, super set of clients. They've been with us for about, I think, 5 years at this point, and they were thinking of making a purchase. And I listened to what they said, and I said, can I bring something up? And they said, sure, that's what we want. I said, if you do what you're thinking of doing, you're probably going to trigger Irma. What do you mean? I said, remember, Irma, income related to Medicare adjustment. That's
where you're talking about my aunt Irma?
Not well, it is. I call her Aunt Irma. It's where you go past the thresholds for Medicare and you start having to pay additional Medicare premium for Part B and Part D.
Yeah.
Because you made too much money. You bumped up tax bracket. So these are the types of issues. These are the types of mistakes that can really affect a retiree and can compound the anxiety, right? Because if you were already concerned about making the purchase and you really, you John Wayne up or cowboy up, as I call it, and you go ahead and do it anyway, and then you find out not only was it a mistake, but now you compounded it because you got to pay more in Medicare for 2 years for you and your spouse. It's just a snowball effect, and it's hard to get that going the other way. So that's the reason we recommend make the mistake on paper, have a plan, make it, go ahead and plan and say, you know what, if I do it this way, what's that going to do? If I do it that way, then you can actually make a reasonable decision. And that's really what it's about. It's about, you know, the four things I think a plan can really do, especially in election year. It helps you avoid emotional decisions, helps you really get rid of that anxiety because you already know the outcome. It really helps you review your risk tolerance, right? Because sometimes we need to think about, is the risk we're taking too much, right? A lot of people have gotten, I mean, let's face it, sometimes we have to help our clients understand, we don't want to get to the euphoric state. Right? The euphoric states where you start making mistakes because you're so caught up in the glitz and the glamour that you don't see the risk coming around the corner. Because, you know, there are people that, you know, bought NVIDIA now because of the split. Let's say they bought it when it was a price share adjusted of $5 and it's now $130. And they're like, oh, I need to put more in there. Do you really? Do you really? I'm not saying it might not shoot up to 1,000 from here, right? 130 to 1,000. It very well could. But it very well also could come back like a meteor to Earth, right? We saw Tesla after the split. I'm not saying that's comparative. I'm just giving you an example. Tesla, right after it split, it popped again, and then it basically popped like a bubble for real.
Right.
It's come back about 30% over the last few weeks. So for those of you out there looking for that zinger, just go ahead and give it to you. Yes, it's come back recently. But my point is, you can't think that just because it's the hot hand theory, that just because it's worked in the past, it's going to continue to work in the future. It may, but it may not. And if you've already won the retirement game, why do you keep pushing the envelope? Right? That's not what it's about. We need to review. A lot of times having that plan allows you to review your timeline. You know, do you make that purchase today? Do you wait and say, okay, let's make the purchase, but let's take half of the distribution in December, half in January, so we can split the tax and make a more educated decision, bypass the Medicare cost potential impact, bypass the tax big hit going from maybe a 12 to a 22% bracket or 22 to 24, whatever the case is. And then last, also having a plan, especially in this type of environment, allows you to take taxes into consideration, because we're going to talk about that probably next week. That's probably going to be our topic. Just go ahead and give it to you. So taxes are going to change, whether they go up, down, or sideways. They're going to change many times in retirement, and that is a guaranteed cost you're going to have to deal with. The question is, do you have a plan in place so that you pay the fair share that you're required to, but not a penny more, right? We want to pay what we have to pay, not any more. So if you're not out there making sure your plan is tax efficient, you're really missing the boat. And that's why you need to give us a call. And that's why our clients like working with us, is we make sure that we put all these pieces together for them and for you and your family. So give us a call, 877-269-0839. 877-269-0839. If you're a first-time listener, give us a call. Let us help you sit down and formulate a plan that works for you and for your family.
Well, great show and some good advice. Keep calm. Don't panic because of all the craziness in the news about the election as far as your market, money in the market is concerned and your portfolio. But you shouldn't do anything without seeking professional help and working with somebody like yourself, Travis. So I encourage our listeners to pick up the phone and give you a call.
Yeah, but last thing I'll say, Tony, we were talking prior to the show about the repair. And the first thing I did, I'm going to throw this one at you. I know we're about to sign out. We will in a second. But first thing I did when I got out of the river, because I tore it when I was whitewater rafting, I get out of the river, what I look on Google. That's the first thing I did, right? just like people with investments. First thing they do, look on Google. When the first thing I did was I looked up distal tendon repair, because I knew exactly what I did. it showed me exactly what I would need. You need to cut your arm. You need to have a drill bit. You need to drill a hole through your arm, put your tendon on a, what they call a little stainless steel button. It showed me the exact way to fix it. Here's the problem. I could have fixed it. Yes. Could I have taken the pain it would have taken for me to do it myself? Yes. Was it much easier and less pain to go and let a surgeon do it for me? Yes. Did it cost money? Yes. Was it worth it? Absolutely.
Well,
so
sure.
So you can do your own distal tendon repair, folks. But at the end of the day, an orthopedic surgeon can really get it done a lot less painful and a lot more efficient. So,
and just probably keep, safer.
And safer. So just keep that in mind.
Yeah, the safety is the avoiding infection and making a mistake that could be.
Absolutely. All the negative that comes with it.
Yeah, it's the same with your finances. Give Travis a call. That's a great analogy, Travis.
There you go.
Unfortunately, you had to go through a lot of pain to give us that analogy, but appreciate that. And listeners, thanks for tuning in. That does it for today's episode of Navigating Your Retirement with our host, Travis Chance.
Thank you for listening to Navigating Your Retirement Radio with Travis Chance. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound income plan. For more information, please contact Travis at CFG Wealth Management. Call 877-269-0839. Or visit them online at NavigatingRetirementRadio.com. Advisory services are offered by CFG Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor in the state of Georgia. Insurance products and services are offered through TL Chance, Inc., an affiliated company.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.